Today marks the official start of campaigning ahead of June's EU referendum. Today. Really? Feels like it's been going on for ages already. The big guns have been out all week on both sides of the debate, and none so big as the International Monetary Fund and World Bank nailing their colours firmly to the Remain mast. The IMF downgrading even its growth forecast for the UK this year, blaming Brexit uncertainty, which could cause severe global economic damage.
Well, today we have a stark warning from the IMF. For the first time, they're saying that the threat of Britain leaving the EU is having an impact on our economy, and they've cut our growth forecast as a result. They say if we were actually to leave the EU, there would be a short-term impact on stability and a long-term cost for the economy. So this is the clearest independent warning of the taste of things to come if we leave the EU. I think we're much better off if we stay in the EU. That would make Britain stronger, safer and better off.
Well, that was Chancellor George Osborne there. But Eurosceptics, like former Chancellor Norman Lamont, say no, our economy is performing far better than the Eurozone.
I don't see why there should be disruption to trade. There are other countries in the continent of Europe that are outside the EU that trade with it. We know we would have several years, nothing would change in that time. The idea that this is going to cause a disruption in trade, I think, is purely alarmist.
Well, not to be outdone, the Bank of England also got involved, warning that leaving could hurt our economy, as it held interest rates again this week at its historic low of 0.5%. Now, that's despite the surprise rise in inflation for March to its highest level in over a year. All nine members of the Monetary Policy Committee voting to keep the base rate where it's been quite firmly since March 2009. So lots in that, Simon. Brexit, inflation figures, interest rates, IMF warnings. Put them all together, shake them all up. What do you get?
That we are no clearer on the direction of future travel than we were before anybody made any of those announcements. Had we have gone back, if we jumped in the DeLorean and went back to last Friday, we would know no more about the future than we do now, having had all of those things happen in the past week.
The IMF.
Look, I mean, is anybody surprised that the IMF, led by Christine Lagarde, has come out on the anti-Brexit side, on the pro-EU anti-Brexit side? I mean, Christine Lagarde is a poster woman for the whole idea of eurocracy and, you know, that whole Eurocrat EU thing. I think that it is absolutely no surprise that she's come down on that side. I think it's absolutely no surprise the IMF has come down on that side. I think it's absolutely no surprise that the World Bank has come down on that side. I think that all of these organisations represent the same kind of technocratic style of authority that perhaps all the people who are angry about the EU resent. So it comes as no surprise. My comment would be that, you know, I'm looking at Alex Brummer's column here, the Daily Mail City editor today, and he said, in practical terms, the IMF is promising a special chapter in its annual inspection of the UK economy, dealing with Brexit and quantifying the effects. Lagarde gave no clues as to the contents, but the tone of her remarks left little doubt that the fund and its economists already have made up their mind that Brexit would be bad for Britain, bad for the EU, because it would lead to at least 2 years of uncertainty, and bad for the globalised world. And Alex goes on to say, one suspects that most people in the pig and whistle don't have a clue who Lagarde is. However, he adds that when this sentiment is adopted and propagated by the Remain campaign as the verdict of the world's most important financial institution, it is certain to have impact and work well for what has been dubbed Project Fear. And I think that is true. But I would say that I think the economic thing is a red herring here. People aren't going to vote yes or no, remain or leave, based on the economy. It's a political question, and it's a political power and a political control question. And I think, you know, Neil Woodford, the fund manager, we talked about this before, he did a big report on this. And basically, his report, which was independent, came out and said, probably won't make any difference to the economy. And actually, I think I trust Woodford's report more than Christine Lagarde's sentiment.
That being said, and the reality being that, well, no one actually knows what is going to happen. But is all the speculation, the downgrading, et cetera, doing something materialistic anyway to Britain's economy?
Well, I think it certainly dented the pound. But these things move, they swing left, they swing right. So I think, yes, probably markets, economies, people don't like uncertainty. That's the classic line that gets trotted out. And it's a truism. You know, people don't like uncertainty and people become more cautious because of it. at the same time, the world is becoming more cautious. Everyone's a little bit worried that some kind of major collapse is on the horizon. Something's going to blow up. There could be a global recession. There could be a US recession. There could be a stock market crash. So people are being cautious and businesses are being cautious. And I don't think that the Brexit speculation helps with that. But, you know, there's going to come a point where we're going to know the result of that referendum and then we can move on. I mean, there is then going to be the whole issue of if we do vote to leave, what on earth we sort out after that date. But, you know.
But that's it. You just touched on it there. Brexit can't be the only culprit around the IMF's warning.
No,
it's obviously drowning out all the noise.
So let's posit an alternate sort of reality where basically everything's going swimmingly in the world. Nobody's worried about anything. Global economy's chipping along. Stock market's on the up. Then nobody's really going to be particularly worried about it. It'd be much less of a concern. But it provides just another big talking point. And I think when you look at these great global leaders that we have who are going to be talking about these problems, they've got China, you know, and they've got America and its election, and you've got Brexit. It's not there up there with China and America, but Brexit is there on their talking.